let's not let's be serious. I noticed my competitors. They're very serious. They're very serious. They don't joke. Mark Levin doesn't joke. Mark Levin doesn't joke. Article 2 of the Constitution. Article 2 of the Constitution. The convention. The convention. Because, folks, we have all the power. Article 2 of the Constitution. That's very serious. They're just very serious. Bill Bradley from Mexico. Go. Very, very serious. Okay? Very serious. He's very serious. He's very serious. And same thing with the Roush. It's very serious. I guess if you joke around, it diminishes your stature with the audience, with the true conservatives. It's a true conservative. True conservative. That's it. Are you a true conservative? That's the debate. That, I'm telling you, it's I'm telling you, we cannot make fun of Democrats when they're talking about who's more liberal. We can't make fun of MSNBC. We can't make fun of CNN. We can't make fun of anybody anymore when they're talking about Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton out-liberaling each other. We can't, because we sound just as stupid. We do. We sound just as stupid as them. And I remember back in 2012. We had the same debate. Remember Mitt Romney? I'm severely conservative. What the hell is severely conservative? He had to actually try to say that he is the most conservative. He is so conservative, it's severe. I mean, it's insane. Absolutely insane. Severe. Severe. And really what we're getting down to, and remember, it has nothing. It has nothing to do with conservatism. It has nothing to do with smaller government. It really doesn't. It all comes down to the Bible. It really does. It all comes down to the Bible. It's not about smaller. Listen, you think school vouchers? You think school vouchers is smaller government? And we're all for school vouchers. We're all for school vouchers. That's not smaller government. Some of the biggest conservative states, okay, have some of the highest rates of government assistance. And all of those people will say they are conservative. They are listen, if you get anything from the government whatsoever, technically you're not conservative. Technically, you're not conservative. So it has nothing to do with these rules. Okay? If you don't go by the Constitution, if you don't go by the bill, you have to be strict. No. It's about Jesus. That's what all of this is about. When you listen to Ted Cruz talk, okay? When you listen to Ted Cruz talk, and he's telling people to listen to their pastors. Who says that? Seriously, who says that? When you hear Ted Cruz and other talk radio hosts that are conservative and they're mocking Trump because of the 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians walk into a bar. Ha 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 ha. He doesn't know anything about the Bible. When you hear that moron, Glenn Beck. When you hear that moron, Glenn Beck, going, Donald Trump is not a godly man. Donald Trump does not believe in Donald Trump. That's conservatism in the mind of a group that loses election after election after election. I mean, let's face it. This group, this true conservative group, hasn't won a general election since George Bush. And George Bush, by the definition of what Ted Cruz and Mark Levin have for a conservative, a true conservative, George Bush doesn't meet that standard. George Bush does not meet the standard of a true conservative, and Ronald Reagan doesn't. Listen, Rush Limbaugh, like I said, he doesn't want a Republican to take the White House. That's work. That's work for us. For us that host shows that are rooted Republican ideology, it's work if we have a Republican in the White House. Because we have to fight and tell everybody why things will work, why certain plans are better than others. We have to defend. We have to defend our turf. And it's always harder to play defense. You know how easy, you know how unbelievably easy having a talk show like this and Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton is the president. It's the same with Saturday Night Live and comedians. You hear this from comedians left and right. The Obama years sucked for political humor. The Obama years sucked. Countless comedians, countless. Saturday Night Live says it all the time. Compare the Obama years and the political humor involving the president with the Bush years. It's like night and day. So Limbaugh is you know, he doesn't want a Republican in the White House. That's why he goes, Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, it's about Ted Cruz. If you're a conservative and conservative values is important to you, then Ted Cruz is your guy. Ted Cruz is the closest thing that we have ever had to Ronald Reagan. Are you insane? It's like insanity. No, it's not insanity. Now I'm talking to my dogs like everyone else. They have the people in the room and they talk to them and they don't say anything, but it's somebody that doesn't want a Republican in the White House. Ted Cruz is not. Ted Cruz is not Ronald Reagan. Not even close. Not even, I mean, based on what? Based on what? Based on what? Seriously, based on what? Their past? Really? Ted Cruz, Harvard? Princeton? Reagan didn't go to Harvard and Princeton. Ted Cruz, the lawyer? Working for a Supreme Court justice? Ronald Reagan, the actor? Heading a union? What, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? No, well, what I mean is their ideology. What? Why do you... Reagan was well-liked. Are you telling me that everybody in the Senate despised Ronald Reagan? You telling me Ronald Reagan didn't wheel and deal? Remember, here's the concept. Here's the concept that all of my conservative friends keep trying to lay out for Ted Cruz to be the president and why he'll be effective. Because he's an outsider and he won't make deals. He won't make deals. He will stick to his principles. So then how is anything going to get done? If he doesn't make deals, no one likes him. I mean, serious. I know that's an argument that you've heard Trump make or other people. But seriously, as much as people like to criticize Trump, oh, he swore. What kind of president's going to swear? What kind of effective leader can he be if he swears? And then the flip on that is, well, what kind of leader doesn't get along with anybody? No one likes, and he doesn't like anybody. And he prides himself on not having any friends. So how do you get anything done? How do you get anything done? How do you get anything done? So if it's a good thing that no Republican in the Senate likes Ted Cruz, and the leadership in the Senate doesn't like Ted Cruz, and Ted Cruz doesn't like them, if that's a good thing, okay, if that is a strong, principled concept in why Ted Cruz will be the best president, he's the closest to Ronald Reagan. How does Ted Cruz get anything done? Because when you have a Congress, okay, when you have a Congress that is so partisan, you need your side to have undying, unwavering devotion and loyalty to you. Because if you don't, you never will get a chance to get anything done. Because if you have 5 people here, 6 people here, 10 people there, 2 people here, if you have anybody fall out of line, it's over. See, Pelosi kept every one of those Democrats in line. She delivered everything to this president. Everything. Can the same thing be said for John Boehner? Steve Scalise? That whole leadership, that whole leadership was constantly breaking. That whole leadership was constantly breaking. Members breaking off here, breaking off there. Same thing with Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, John McCain. So how is President Cruz, who needs all of these people? Because if there's a President Cruz, the Democrats will be united. They will be united. They will be united to filibust. They will be united. They will. There won't be one vote ever. Ever that will go a Republican way. So that means in order for Ted Cruz to get anything near accomplished, he has to have every single Republican on board. Every single Republican on board. So where does this benefit of having a Ted Cruz who gets along with no one, and that's a good thing. And none of these people like Ted Cruz, and that's a good thing. So how does this benefit our party? How does this benefit us? Is he going to just pray that things get done? When he sits there and goes, oh, Donald Trump talks about being able to get along with Nancy Pelosi. And you hear Mark Levin go, that's the problem. You can't talk to these people. You can't do anything with these. Again, how unrealistic? How unrealistic is it that we're going to have a president, Cruz, that's going to go over and say, hey, Nancy Pelosi, F you. Hey, Steny Hoyer, F you. All you Democrats, F you. And guess what? You Republicans, remember you all laughed at me, the man from Canada? Well, guess what? F you. Are you people insane? There's a difference between making bad deals and making good deals. Ronald Reagan made great deals. Maybe not the best deals. Maybe there was a few stinkers in there. Newt Gingrich. Bill Clinton. They made good deals. The only way those deals got done was that Bill Clinton compromised. Newt Gingrich compromised. Republicans. This conservative, this it's all or nothing, is insane. It's just insane. And this notion that the Rush Limbaughs put out there, that it's really not Trump. I mean, that's what they're trying to say. That it's really not Trump. It's the anger. And Trump is just capitalizing on it. Trump is capitalizing on it. And if the Republicans would have fought instead of playing dead for the last 6 years, there would be no Trump. Republicans would have fought harder against Obamacare. If Republicans would have fought harder on Planned Parenthood, if the Republicans would have gotten angry, there would be no Trump. But because the Republicans didn't do this for 6 years, it created the anger. And it's being channeled through Trump. And that's the biggest, hugest lie I've ever heard. It is. It absolutely is. Politics is not about a single message. It's not about a single concept. It's not about single anger or lots of anger. You need a vessel. You need a messenger. You need somebody that can harness. You need somebody that can inspire. You know, in 2000, if you think about it, in 2000, almost, we're at the same place, except the roles were reversed. So in 2000, you had a Republican president, okay? You had a Republican president that took over from a Democrat. Now hear my concept. Democrat, you know, getting fellatio in the Oval Office. You remember everything. Okay. That Republican is now presiding over the worst terrorist attack, in our history, a war that lasts for years and years and years. It continues to really last. I mean, we're still out there. Every day there's body counts. Thousands and thousands of souls. So come 2008, the country was angry. Remember how angry the country was? They're very similar to how the country is today. Remember voter turnout for 08? Remember the massive crowds for Obama? And here's what I'm saying. The concept in 08 was, look what the Republicans did to this country. Look at all the deaths. Look at the war. We're not all of these things. Look at the economy, the stock market, unemployment. We're losing millions of jobs. The auto industry going to go. I mean, literally, we were in dire straits. That was the narrative. The country was losing their minds. Obama didn't just come along. That message, that narrative was out there. And you had Obama. You had Biden. You had Hillary Clinton. You had John Edwards. You had a whole bunch of Democrats. And the message was there. The narrative was there. The anger was there. But ultimately, it only resonated with one candidate. Obama. Barack Hussein Obama. That was where it resonated. They all had that same roadmap. And if it was just as easy as what Limbaugh says is now, then why don't we have President Clinton? Why don't we have President Edwards? Why don't we have President Biden? Because it's the person. It's the person that's delivering it. And now we jump forward, and I'm going to lose some of you live, but we're still here, as you know. Now you jump forward. Here we are, 2016, and it's very similar to 2000 slash into 08. Country's angry. Country's pissed. We're getting our ass kicked overseas. We're a laughing stock. Iran humiliates our soldiers. We give Iran money. I mean, we are at the exact same place that we were in 08 with the mood of the country. The roadmap is there. So why did Chris Christie get out? Why is Ben Carson in the dumps? Why does Jeb Bush have a rally and 300 people show up, and at the same town, Donald Trump shows up, does a rally, and 10,000 people show up? They all have the same roadmap. Look at our country. Look how bad we are. Look at what Barack Hussein Obama did. We'll see you guys Monday. Those of you that want to keep listening live, go to our live video feed, Extreme Politics. Those of you who want to finish the show, we'll be downloaded in a little while. It's the same roadmap. It's the same message. So why isn't it resonating with Jeb Bush? Why is it that people are drawn to Trump? So when Rush Limbaugh, when they talk about what was created by the Republicans, it's the biggest lie. Because Limbaugh is one of those people. He's one of the conservatives. And we are finally at a place where, just like liberal, progressive, that whole debate, well, you're not progressive, you're not liberal, because you don't want to give free college to everybody. It's the same thing on the conservative. Well, you're not conservative because you don't believe in the Bible. You don't pray every day. You can't quote Bible passages without messing up. You used to be for his right to choose. You used to be for Hillary Clinton. How could you have endorsed Hillary Clinton 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and now you think she's bad? How could? That's where we are. That's where we are. What's a true conservative? You're not conservative. You're not severely conservative. And it's insane. It's absolutely insane. Absolutely 100% insane. Absolutely 100% insane. When Glenn Beck is out there saying too many people are looking at Trump and believing that man has ever opened a Bible, that's the biggest crock of bullcrap I've ever heard. Donald Trump is a very dangerous, dangerous man, in my opinion. This country cannot be saved by a man who creates gaudy buildings. Remember this. Rather, the buildings are gaudy. Rather, they're classy. He at least creates something. what the hell has Ted Cruz ever created? Ted Cruz has been taken care of by the government all his life. Mr. Conservative. Guy, remember something. All these people that are preaching about conservatism, conservatism, true conservatism. When you've been working in the government your entire life and you've never had private sector experience, you don't know what the real world's like. That is completely opposite of a conservatism. Of a conservative system. Even the word gets me all tongue-tied. Think about this. Ted Cruz, from his days graduating from college, he has been taken care of by the government. He's been taken care of by the government his entire life. Entire life. A gaudy building. What does he create? He created something. He's taking shots. When you hear people from the Cruz camp go, huh, Donald Trump had an airlines. It failed. Donald Trump had a football league and it failed. Do we really want that type of person in the White House? I mean, listen, I don't want to be Mr. Inspirational. But remember the Abraham Lincoln poster that talks about all of his defeats, did this, defeated, did that, defeated, ran for this, debated, and then became the president of the United States. We have corrosive pipes. We have corrosive pipes poisoning thousands and thousands of kids. The government let those families down. What are you telling me, that our government doesn't have failures? Really? We have intelligent failures that result in people dying. Whether it's a Republican or a Democrat. Trump is at least take chances. He's at least succeeded in the private sector. He's gone out there and took a shot, laid it all out on the line. What the hell has Ted Cruz done? I would think the definition of being conservative, you know, pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, getting knocked down, but picking yourself back up. All of those values that we love. I would think that's what we want in a president. Not some guy who's been taken care of by the government all of his life and then says, you're not conservative. I'm conservative. How are you conservative? You've never had a private sector job. You've never actually had to be part of a company that relied on business that didn't involve the government. That's the very opposite of conservatism. Opposite. Like I said, we're talking about Jesus. That's what we're talking about. Glenn Beck said it perfectly. The Bible. The Bible. All about the Bible. All about the Bible. And I still can't figure out exactly how your Becks, your Limbaughs, your Levins, how exactly do they figure Ted Cruz is somehow going to get Democrats to cross over and vote for him? How are they going to win states that Reagan won? Because that's their claim. Their claim is, with a true conservative, with a Ted Cruz, the only true conservative, he will win a Reagan-esque landslide. The math is not there. And I feel like the millions of people that listen to Levin and Rush are just blinded by this ignorance. But the cult of personality, the cult of Levin and Limbaugh, basically clouds all good judgment or logic. So in turn, they believe this BS story. How does Ted Cruz win Ohio? Seriously, how does Ted Cruz win Ohio? How does Ted Cruz win Pennsylvania? How does Ted Cruz flip these states? How? How? How does Ted Cruz? The concept is all these evangelicals. That's the concept is all the evangelicals who have stayed home for Mitt Romney and John McCain will somehow come out. Somehow they will, but it's a lie. The turnout for evangelicals and for purely white folk was at record levels for Romney. Record levels. So that means you have to flip Democrats. So what Democrats? What blue-collar Democrats are going to vote for Ted Cruz? Who? 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 It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You know, my conservative friends seem to forget. Okay, they seem to forget. Jimmy Carter was a disaster. Okay? Jimmy Carter was a disaster. And you had millions and millions and millions and millions of Democrats that went, oh my God, he's a disaster. He was a disaster. Remember, it was a different time. You know, 30 years, 30 plus years, different time in our country. But Jimmy Carter was a disaster. He was a disaster. So you had a Republican coming in and saying, so, did you guys like these last 4 years? Did you really like these? Does that look? We have hostages. Look, guys, look. You want our hostages back? What do you? Now jump forward. Here we are. 8 years later. Democrats don't feel that way about Obama. There is not millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of Democrats that are saying Obama was a disaster and now I'm going to vote Republican. That's not happening. That's not happening. As you see, people are going to Bernie Sanders. Because Bernie Sanders wants to give people free stuff. People in the Democrat Party, they might be angry, but they're not angry to the point of turning away. And if they did turn away, they're not going to go for Ted Cruz. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Ted Cruz would never win California. Ted Cruz will never win New York. Ted Cruz will never win Ohio. Ted Cruz will never win New Jersey. When you hear Levin and you hear Limbaugh and you hear Hugh Hewitt talk about a Reagan-esque landslide, that means New York. That means Ohio. That means California. These are Reagan-esque landslides. It's not a landslide if you win one or two states. Obama didn't win a Reagan-esque landslide. Remember, the Electoral College map is already stacked in the Dems' favor. It's already stacked in their favor. Republicans are already at a disadvantage. Republicans got to roll. They got to roll and win every one of those swing states. They have to. Listen, a Republican has to win Ohio. Republican is not going to be the president unless they win Ohio. Republican is not going to be the president unless they win Florida. Ted Cruz is not going to win Ohio. This is not 1980. My friends, stop listening to these delusional nut jobs. Just stop it. Enough. stop listening to them. They are nuts. It's not going to happen. We are at a different time. And let me tell you something. Okay, let me tell you something. In order for us to win, we need to draw people from the Democrats, okay? We need to draw new voters. So you need Democrats and you need people that had never thought about voting before or gave up on the whole process because the politicians, the people that come around every 4 or 8 years are the same old. Nothing's different. Ted Cruz is the same. Rubio is the same. Kasich's the same. The only one that's different is Trump. And it's not a conservative, quote unquote, it's not a Republican, quote unquote. It's not a liberal, quote unquote. It's not a Democrat, quote unquote. If anything, it's the closest that we will ever get to a populist slash nationalist message. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. Because our country and the people that live in this country, believe it or not, are more in line with a populist, nationalist message than they are with either side's ideology towing the line right down to the T. If you actually surveyed real people and didn't go get a sampling from Iowa, if you actually did a real, legitimate survey, and had a list of, say, 20 questions, I guarantee you, you will get people more in line with a populist, nationalist message than you would with a Democrat or Republican or conservative. Like I've said, there are red states out there that have some of the highest levels of government assistance. Yes, old white folk getting money from the government. That is not a true conservative. It's just not. The only thing that makes them a true conservative is they might have a Bible, know some quotes, and they kick in to the NRA. So in turn, they fall in line with what Ted Cruz and a Glenn Beck would say is a true conservative. But if you probe into some of their positions and how they live their life, definitely would not keep gelling with the conservative values. The only way that we are going to win this election. You know, it's kind of like Bernie Sanders has never been listed as a Democrat. He's been listed as an independent. But if Bernie Sanders ran as an independent, he'd be done. But he's running for the nomination of the Democrats. That really is the trick of 2016. That's really the trick. The fact that you have somebody that is an independent, and they've been an independent for years and years and years, but that person isn't running as an independent. He's running for the Democrats, and he's getting their nomination, or trying to. And you have Donald Trump, whose message is more of a populist, nationalist message. And if we had a populist, nationalist party, he would be nominee. But we don't. So he's running for the Republican nomination. So 2016 is the year that all these labels are gone. They're gone. The concept of a evangelical Christian being a conservative, and that's the way we win, does not apply. It's done. It died in the 80s. Now more than ever, do we live in a country that does not see religion as a driving force into how we make decisions. It still exists that way for some people, like the Ted Cruzes, the Glenn Becks, certain voters in Iowa, in South Carolina, in New Hampshire, and all across this great land of ours. But you actually have a huge, huge group that says they don't believe. You actually have a huge group that says they don't believe. Huge. Remember, if you are a true conservative, if you are an evangelical, you have to be against gay marriage. And not just what you believe personally, But you have to be willing. You have to be willing to take the steps. And as the Commander-in-Chief, President of the United States, ban, outlaw, executive order, whatever, ratify the Constitution, and ban gay marriage. You can't just be against it personally. But hey, the Supreme Court has said it's legal, so it's settled. Because the Supreme Court has also said that abortion is legal. But there's still a fight every single day. Now tell me how many of these true conservatives are banging the drum to pass a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage. Because if they are true conservatives and evangelical, then that's something they have to do. So next time you get a chance to see Ted Cruz, ask him about that. Not just, oh, he's against gay marriage, but if he's going to, once in office, ban with a ratifying the Constitution and outlawing gay marriage. Now, I'm pretty sure when he was meeting with his gay friends in New York, the big money owners that threw him a huge fundraiser and gave him millions of dollars, I'm sure he didn't tell them that. I'm sure he didn't say that. I'm pretty sure he didn't say that. Ted Cruz cannot win the general election. Ted Cruz cannot win the general election. We, as Republicans, need to start rethinking how we judge who's in our party. And what we call a Republican or what we call a conservative. You know, sometimes I sit there and I think to myself, maybe at the end of the day, Trump's legacy might have been better served as going third party, not being a libertarian, but actually creating a nationalist, populist party. Actually creating a third party that's legit, that's real, viable, and could actually take seats, a legitimate third party. I sometimes think maybe that would have been the better way to go. Because what he has created legitimately be a third party that has power, that has a voice, and that could take seats. Could actually take seats. You could actually get a senator. could actually get governors. You could easily get people that would fall in line with a populist, nationalist message over Democrats and Republicans. Like I said, you could survey X amount of people and ask them how they feel on this issue or that issue. And you will find more people go the way of a nationalist, populist message than they do of being pigeon-toed into either party. Just my thoughts.